You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Before we get to this discussion about the jail and safety and insane hours and dangerous situations for employees and sheriff's deputies and COs, as they call them, corrections officers, I want to kind of sum up the concussion issue. When I was younger, I played with 3 guys that played in the NFL. One of them's in the Hall of Fame, was a quarterback. And I played with 100 guys that were Division I level athletes. It just Central Catholic was a machine. Probably the best training, best coaching anywhere in the country. But no one, and you know, honey, that's 30 plus years ago. No one ever talked about what kind of helmet do you have. We had these little pumps. You put air in them. And my point is, if you got hit, and I remember tackling people and seeing stars literally spinning around my head, "Good hit, Griff." And I was a lousy player and injured most of my life. But my point is that it wasn't an issue. And now to see these numbers and then to meet people face to face, and I have and you have, and close family and friends are literally dying from this. We've seen it in our very own home. Mm-hmm. It's painful as hell, man, and scary too.
It's so sad because, you know, you don't even think about it when it's happening, what the repercussions could be 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
And so many men that I know, and so many sons of those men that I know, football is everything. I sent, this is a true story, I love the coach at Central Catholic, and I'm very loyal to Central, and I love the program, and they have insane athletes. And I sent him a text this year, and it said, "Football can be so magical. Football can be so cruel. It's cruel as hell."
And that's the thing. I mean, there is a magic to it. I love Friday Night Lights starting this Friday. I love going to a Steeler game and feeling that energy and the whole community wearing black and gold. I mean, it is a big part of our culture, which is why I think we really need to put more resources and attention toward getting this research done and coming up with maybe better rules, better equipment, you know, to keep especially young people safe. It just, there has to be a better way.
Man, and I don't judge because I love the game and I love football, and they're trying harder to prevent, and they're trying different tackling, and the numbers are coming down.
And they changed rules in the game. I interviewed the chief medical officer for the NFL for a story last year about how they changed certain parts of the game to that were, you know, high contact. They've improved helmets so that if you know you're going to be hit, you know, more from the front or the back. I mean, there are definitely changes they're making, but it's not fast enough.
I wouldn't. And again, I'm not judging. I wouldn't ever let my kid play football. I just wouldn't. I just don't. I've seen too much. I just, it ain't worth it, man. One of my really good friends, her husband is dead to her, and she can't leave the house. He can't be alone. He's not even 60 years old, and he's a child. Like, she put him at like kindergarten level from football. Football. It's horrific, sweetheart.
Right. It is very life-changing.
So, more to come. We have the opportunity, and I've become pretty tight with the union president of Allegheny County Jail Corrections Officers. And the situation has become dramatically unstable. It just is. It's, you know, I say this and I mean this, no hype. For these guys, every day it's a journey into the seventh level of hell. It's getting worse. And Brian joins me. Good morning, sir. How are you? You there, Brian? Oh, Brian, call us. Forget the VMix if it's not working. The problem now is, it's a multitude of problems. Insane hours. Insane. Is that him there? No. Insane hours. And I promise you, Brian probably just worked. Excuse me. Brian probably just worked a 17-hour shift. And now you have a real dangerous situation at the jail and the hospital in this conflict about overtime and who's going to go to the hospital with inmates. There's Brian. Thanks, my man. Trouble with the stream. All good. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
How much sleep did you get?
Well, actually, I didn't stay for overtime last night. I had some disciplinary meetings this morning.
How many hours your last shift, though? 17?
17 and a half hours, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you get delirious at, like, hour 14? Seriously.
No. I don't have... I have an issue where it's hard for me to fall asleep.
But wouldn't some guys get delirious?
What happens, though, is... So when I deviate from my schedule, like when I go over 16, it makes it hard for me to fall asleep, and then I wake up extremely tired and just drag.
Do I get my best corrections officer on a 17-hour shift, sir? Do I?
In my opinion, no.
No, well, how could you? How could you?
No,
right?
You don't.
Right?
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
And is it fair for me to say it's now hit the fan over this issue of who brings inmates to the hospital and who protects them? It's hit the fan, hasn't it?
I think it was necessary and it was going to happen, and it's not anything other than a safety issue.
So before we get into the minutiae of this, and it's important, you texted me that one of your COs was hurt.
Yeah.
Saturday night?
Yeah, it was, I believe it was Sunday.
Sunday at the hospital?
Sunday at around 6 o'clock, yeah.
What hospital?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay. What happened?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Basically, like, the medical people asked him to, switch out the inmate's handcuff. I think they dictate security when in all actuality we do. But we did it because we don't want them writing a complaint against us. And when the inmate got his arm free, he just punched the officer square in the face.
Whoa.
Two times.
How many times?
We had to regain control and then recuff him. And, you know, I was just bringing this up to yesterday. I said, hospital staff seem to think they dictate security, but in reality, we do. And if we don't do what they say, then they complain about us to the jail. And my thing is always, it's always security first. Like, if you don't need that arm, but it's more comfortable for you because you don't want to walk around the bed, we're not doing it anymore.
Wow.
Use the
wow.
arm that you have available.
Brian Englert.
So now we uncuff his dominant hand, and he strikes the officer in the face twice.
Brian Englert, Allegheny County Jail, a union president. He hit him in the face how many times?
Twice.
Wow. Did the officer have
broke
a gun?
His glasses. Well, he didn't try to get the gun, but we do have a gun. But again, our job is that's the last resort. Our job is to regain custody or control and, you know, re-secure that arm. But
no, my point is, brother, let's just hyperbole here and escalate this. He beats him in the head, takes his gun and shoots and kills four people. That's there. That's a possibility, well, Sarge.
You know, that happened 2 years ago. Two brand new officers went on a hospital detail, and the inmate tried to get the gun out of the holster. And while we were trying to, a lot of our officers have a military background, and this officer has a military background. So he dropped and twisted to make sure he couldn't get his hand on the release of the holster. The other officer went to restrain him, and he got kicked in the head so many times he got a concussion.
Whoa! The people out there think, oh, these guys are so sick. They're unconscious. They need help. Let's call their mommy and daddy when they're in the hospital. In my world...
That's why it's dangerous.
Hold on. This is why what he's saying is so spot on, sweetheart. I don't want... If I'm a CO and I'm protecting this moron who wants to kill me, I don't want his mother knowing, because then she can come in and shoot him out of there. Right, Brian?
Not just one person, but many and multiple. So, that's a big concern for us and the sheriffs.
Wow. Can you hang, please?
Sure.
This is a very, very, very volatile situation evolving at the jail. So they bring an inmate in there who's dangerous, as you just heard. They call his mommy. And again, he wants to beat the hell out of a CO, as you just heard. And mommy brings a whole group of felons up there with her, and they start shooting. And that could happen. And it's scary as hell. We'll be right back. Wow.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Several issues involving inmates. So they get real sick and they want, and their families want them to go to the hospital. That's fine. But a lot of them are either mentally ill, drug addicts, or dangerous as hell, or a combination of the three. And so when you take them to the hospital, you're driving a ticking bomb, a crime machine, to the hospital. And as the union president, Brian Englert, says, and I love him because he's honest and he brings it. One of their people got his ass kicked at the hospital from a poor inmate who needed help. And here's the other issue that scares me and would scare me if my husband or wife were a CO, a corrections officer. Two things. Krause, the sheriff, now refuses to send his deputies there. And number two, now that they're calling mommy to say Junior, the homicide suspect who killed three people, is in the hospital, mommy can say, well, my son's going to die in prison. I might as well go in the hospital and try and break him out. And that leaves Brian and his CEOs on their own. Fair, right, for me to say that, right, Brian?
Yeah, that's fair. There are some hoops to jump through. They have to go to motions court and get a court order. But my union and the sheriff's union, we have no idea, you know, what is a serious illness or injury. We have no idea how many people would be allowed to come, how long to visit. There's a lot of questions that we have that draw these security concerns. And nobody will answer them.
And Krause is not sending his deputies anymore. He said he can't afford it. How do you respond?
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
What's that?
He can't afford it, but the safety issues are, you know, both issues are equally as important. In fact, before I joined, I spoke with Sheriff Krause, and I thanked him for doing what he's doing because he's an elected official, and he can put his foot down for safety.
He can.
You know, the warden is an at-will employee, and she's kind of at the mercy of the jail oversight board, which blows my mind because this is a huge safety issue.
It really is. You sent me a text. Explain this to me. 20 job cuts, first shift, 13 hospital details. What's that mean?
So that means we ran short, and so they had to take 20 posts and eliminate them.
Whoa.
And so when you have 13 hospital details, that's 26 people that should be in the building that are not in the building. If those 26 people were not on the hospital posts, they would have been in the building. We wouldn't have job cuts.
And previously, you're saying the sheriff was helping cover those, but now he's saying for both safety reasons and financial reasons, we're out. Now it's all jail guards. So you guys are in an even more difficult position.
Wow.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. You know, a lot of this is political fear. But I believe in what Sheriff Krause is doing is right because nobody seems to think that there are safety issues with the way that they changed this policy. And there, I mean,
bull crap.
Well, like I said, if he has all these tools, he has a gun, a taser, a leg shackle, handcuffs, OC, a taser and a baton. And if he's worried about his sheriff's safety, we have half of those tools.
You have guys with no vests?
We just have a gun and a baton.
Accurate? You have guys with no vests? Bulletproof vests?
This is an ongoing battle. They run out of vests. They run out of batons.
Wow.
We have officers rolling around in the back of the van to get back to the jail.
What?
Excuse me, Marty. And we also have what's called hot swapping of firearms. That means you didn't give us, we ran out of guns.
What?
So, hey, you two, when you get out there, you're going to take their guns. Well, you have to be able to do that in a safe, controlled environment. And that's not the hospital. There are civilians out there. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on. They're forcing us to hot swap at the hospital. I find it hard to believe that they've actually sent the sergeant to the county police academy to go get more firearms.
No.
But it's not safe. I could tell you this. I belong to a correction officer news network, and I sent out an alert, and I got over 150 responses back that said, you should never hot swap at the hospital.
My man,
but yet we do it.
Let's be honest. This is a freaking disaster waiting to happen.
All they have to do is rescind the policy. I mean, if they rescinded that policy, and we'll tell your loved ones that we're there at the hospital, but you're not going to get visitation. Then the sheriffs come back and take over the rooms once they're admitted. And here's what they don't understand. They're making this policy. Look, there's 13 hospital runs out. That means there's 13 inmates out. You're going to marginalize the rest of the inmates in the jail because we're going to run understaffed and we're going to be locked down. So you're going to have this policy that's supposed to be good for all the inmates. But all it really was a PR victory for the Jail Oversight Board of Bethany Helm. Because we're that understaffed, because of so many hospital runs, the jail is locked down. And then the 98% of the inmates don't benefit from this new policy.
Wow. So they think they're helping the inmates, but in essence, they're getting screwed is what you're saying. Big picture, right?
Yes, yesterday when I was on the housing unit, an inmate said, why are we locked down? I said, we have too many hospital runs out. We don't have enough bodies.
Wow.
I said, and this is all due to a policy that's supposed to benefit your family in case there's a serious illness or injury.
But now because
in reality, there's only 13 people out there.
You don't have the COs to protect the inmates, so you got to lock down the jail, right?
And then those guys suffer. Then they get frustrated. And that increases security risks in the building.
Wow.
Well, and even bigger than the policy, you just need more people in general.
Well, you know, my friend of me, Bethany Helm, loves to throw around the words family medical leave, but like I say, the next person that says that to me, I'll probably throw a chair at because you cannot come into a month needing 2,400 posts filled
before anybody calls off.
Wow.
And before any hospital runs go out. You don't have a family medical leave problem. You have a failed management and leadership problem. That's really what FML stands for.
Wow.
Failed management and leadership. You have an acquisition manager whose job is to hire people, and he's great at hiring civilians, but we don't get the officers.
It's a powder keg.
We have officers leaving because of this policy.
It's a powder keg, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, nobody cares, but I'm glad you want to talk about it.
Until four people get shot in the damn hospital.
Well, yeah, then, of course, it'll be our fault somehow. But in reality, when you point the finger at somebody, you have three fingers pointing back at you. You should have never changed the policy. I don't understand. You have a policy that may benefit one inmate's family, but the other 1,700 inmates are locked in because of your one policy.
It's unbelievable.
Well, Ryan, stupid.
Ryan, you're the best, man. Truth to power, man. I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for your time. I appreciate it.
Love the guy.
All right. Take care.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
In about an hour and a half, I'm headed to a house where an elderly couple has to crawl up the stairs on their hands and knees because they can't walk. It's the truth. And we're putting a stair lift in their house, which will change their dynamic of their life forever. I'm telling you this because the thing that matters most to us, myself and Patrick and the rest of the team, including Zoe, is making a difference. And when we set that example, others fall right in line and do the same thing, unbeknownst to us, and a total stranger that's now become family. Dave sent us this video of a car that he wanted to give away. So play the initial video. Listen.
So we're looking at a 2012 Kia Sorento.
That was Dave. We met him just a few weeks ago, and he reached out to get Marty because he wanted to give his SUV to a family who could really use it. Well, we found the perfect family. They were nominated by their neighbor, Katie. And check this out. She helped us pull it off as a total surprise.
I went to AAA. I was thinking that was going to be an event or something, maybe.
But then this dude came out and told us that we had gotten a new car.
Yeah, Vic.
Because our neighbor, Katie, put us as a nominee for one of the new cars. And apparently the person that was picked first had already gotten a car. Oh
my God. Yeah.
And we just so happened to be picked next.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And then, after the fact, he even gave us money to go to Eden Park.
Come on.
And gave the waitress a $20 tip.
Yeah, so that got to feel nice too, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, David. Some.
Don't make me cry today again. When strangers become family, this is what happens here. And Dave and Kate joining us, and my man Patrick, who really kind of engineered this entire thing. Dave, you're the man, brother.
Feels, hey, Marty.
Feels good, doesn't it, brother?
It felt fantastic, I have to be honest.
A couple things about you. You did this, why? You donated this car, why?
I just wanted to be able to help somebody out who could really use a hand up. You know, I wanted it to be person to person, not to another organization or something like that. And it just did my heart good. You know, at the very end, when we were leaving, the younger boy, Eli, came up and gave me a hug. And that just made it all worthwhile, man. You know.
And my man, you sent him to Eden Park, man. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, well, I figured, yeah, they drove in from, you know, Freedom. And so I thought, yeah, let them go have dinner and, you know, enjoy their new vehicle.
And Big D, you were kind of overwhelmed and a bit emotional about the insane response, the folks who need so much, right?
It was overwhelming. And I think the hardest part was having to pick one need over another. You know, because they're all valid, they're all needy, but unfortunately, I only had the one vehicle.
What was it about this family that jumped out at you, sir?
Well, there were kids involved, and that was important to me. It just worked out. It worked out great that way. They were clearly appreciative, and that was great.
Oh man. Kate, are you there?
I'm here, yes. Yep.
Wow, Kate. This is kind of cool, right?
It was an honor. It was an honor to experience and getting to see such generosity and then the response of the family. Aww. And been talking to the boys afterwards, explaining to them, you know, what it meant, like that I nominated them, and they just kept being like, wow, of all the people. And I said, yeah, they picked you guys. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you're the one who gets the thing. And I know that it's going to impact their lives positively in so many ways.
Hey, Kate, and, tell me why this car was so necessary in your life, please. Your story's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so for her, I've seen her without her vehicle, and she does have two boys.
Please explain who her is.
Yeah, so yeah, my neighbor, Tiffany. So she lives across the street from me. She has two young kids, and they are autistic. And so as her neighbor, I've seen, one, just the struggle as a parent with children who are special needs.
Yeah.
She has to put a lot of energy out there and make a lot of shifts, and her focus has to go to them. And then, you know, she's working. She started taking the bus. That's difficult to be able to manage that, especially with the school year coming in. And then she got a job at a local restaurant, but she was walking there. And so this is a woman who it's already a struggle for her as a mother and a parent, and then without a vehicle, it's even heavier. And I didn't know how she was going to get back up, if that makes sense.
No, I get it.
And when I saw this on Get Marty, I was like, huh, maybe, just maybe. And what I just, I feel like when people pray, there's a prayer, there's a way it's answered, and they answered it through Dave and through you, Marty. That was answered through you guys and through me a little bit for nominating them. But Dave's kindness, that is, you know, this woman, she had to have prayed so many times, not knowing what to do. And this is just such a great relief. And it will, I think that she'll be able to make, I think she'll be able to make it, if that makes sense.
Hey, Patrick, you engineered this whole thing, brother. This feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And if you didn't catch that, they pulled this off as a total surprise.
Wow.
So they got Tiffany out there and the kids without knowing what was going to happen.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and it was not easy.
No.
There was some, the littlest one he was like, could you just tell me? And it was a long drive for them to wait. But they did say they were glad that we kept it a surprise. It was, and I really wanted Dave to see their reactions because I knew that Tiffany would be so grateful. I knew this was going to just be a great thing for her.
Hey, Dave, didn't you write checks to other people along with this?
I am going to do that. Yeah, for the couple of the families that couldn't, you know, didn't make the final cut, but still, you want to help out, you know?
Oh man, I'm going to hug you next time I see you. You okay with a man hug?
You know, I'd like to give a shout out if I could to James Austin. He was the insurance guy at AAA who made everything run smoothly. I actually stopped in there Monday just to check to make sure everything would go okay. And what I found out was that we actually needed to have the insurance before we could register the vehicle.
Oh.
And so if we would have just walked in there on Tuesday, it wouldn't have happened. And so Katie was able to get, so he said, hey, I'm going to need some information. I can get this started. Katie was able to get that information, the driver's license number, date of birth, all that, without giving away the surprise, which was really special. And then James had it so that when they pulled out of the parking lot, they were fully covered on insurance. Which
so
was,
hold on,
you know,
my
important.
Man Dave's paying for insurance. He's paying for gas, all this stuff for how long, 6 months?
6 months of insurance. We
man.
Gave him a membership for AAA for
Come
a year.
On.
It was, I think it was a good day for everybody.
Oh man, Dave, you're the best, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it was so amazing to witness too, Dave. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dave, we owe you, man.
Yeah.
Your kindness made our day, man.
No, you don't. But, it was as much for me as for them. You know what I mean? The feeling that I got, that I walked away with was, you know, you can't buy that.
Man, you can't, brother. Hey, Dave, if you have an itch to give away your house, let me know, all right, man?
I'll keep you in mind, Marty.
My man, Dave. Thanks, Kate. You're the best.
All right.
Thank you.
They live in the light, don't they? Oh, man. That's a Dolly Parton thing. She lived in the light. Man, that's good. Hell yeah. Now that is why we're here. Living in the light. That's a Dolly Parton thing. She lived in the light. Man, that's a hell of a story we just put together there. Guy wants to give away a car. And he asked us to help kind of manage it for him. And we were overwhelmed. We had to shut down the request, quite frankly. That's the need right now. And then you find a single mom with two kids that are both autistic, has no car, she's taking the bus to work, doesn't have two nickels to rub together, and you change her life with a used car. And Dave did it because he just wants to make a difference. And then he writes checks to people that he couldn't give the car to. Why? Because he can. It kind of had me thinking about Dolly Parton. Aside from her looks, which got her the early attention, her philanthropic endeavors were insane. Try and wrap your arms around the fact that she gave away 300 million books. Come on, man. Come on, man. Most people don't give away 300 million toothpicks, or grains of sand. Come on, man. Come on. That woman was a badass.
Man, she levitated with joy. Man. She put us all in our place with her kindness. It's just cool, man. The other thing was she was humble in her death, right? Patrick and I know this because we've had so many folks go through cancer, including myself personally. They released a statement that she had a brief battle with cancer. There are no, not trying to be a jerk here or call BS here, but there are no brief battles with cancer. They just don't exist. She didn't want that to be a distraction to her work. Heck, the amazing, she just opened this massive truck stop off up like 10 days ago. She's unbelievable. And Dave sees the same thing Dolly sees. I'm serious. And Robert Levin's the same way with Levin Furniture. We filled so many houses with furniture because of Robert. Richard Bazzi, same thing, man. 10,000 back, same thing. I could make you a list of 100 men and women that I have on a list that'll help anyone at any time. Heck, we raised $20,000 for a friggin' funeral 2 weeks ago for a young man. What I'm saying is this live in the light line that I really took from Dolly Parton because she lived in the light is real. And there are folks here doing it. We don't have to just say too bad no one else is like Dolly, because I see folks with greatness every day. And that story with Dave and that car and those kids going to Eaton Park is all I need to tell you to make you understand that the world is a great place. Don't buy into the world is over. We all suck. And this is the end days. It's not true. There are magnificent things happening every single day, and we live them. And I see them firsthand. And it's really cool.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.